With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. He's the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter and the co-author of a new book called Failing Forward. Alan, how you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Father, and I have to say that I'm on your side with this. I think that Paul would have a great sports moment talk radio show along with you, because if there's one thing that the world of sports needs today, it's certainly a prayer. So I think that would be a perfect channel to be on.
Well, we need something, I'll tell you. It's always fun to watch the news because they just completely got rid of the sports. There's no, you know, you turn on the news channels and there's just nothing to talk about.
Yeah, well, hopefully soon.
We keep hoping. We definitely keep hoping. Well, you know, this Saturday is your big day, Alan. It's Father's Day. And once a father told me, he said, Father, if I get these three things on a Father's Day, I'm happy. And the three things are a good steak, a good nap, and no one asking me for any money. What do you think of those three? Would that constitute a good Father's Day for you?
You know, I have a funny story about that. I really never ask for anything for my birthday, for Father's Day. I'm just kind of grateful to be around my family. I know it's kind of corny and cheesy, but that's me, and I'm sticking to it. I just never really ask for anything. So I thought that this past Sunday was Father's Day. And last night we were sitting around, and my wife says, she goes, what do you want for Father's Day? And I said, that was last Sunday, so nice time to ask me. Like, I was teasing her. And she goes, no, it wasn't. She's like, what a fool. She's like, she called me a fool, of course. And she's like, no, it's next Sunday, fool. And I said, no, it was just this past Sunday. She says, Alan, you know, don't you think that one of us would have said Happy Father's Day? And I said, well, I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you know, if you guys forgot. She goes, you're unbelievable. No, it's next Sunday. So I said, well, I still don't want anything. I don't want anything for Father's Day. What I'm going to ask my family to do for me this Father's Day is to say a rosary with me. Because it's not something that they really like to do out loud a lot of the times, but you know, it's something that, you know, they consider it a little more intimate. And my family says rosaries, but, you know, out loud, sitting around our fire pit, maybe outside, just to say a rosary with me. So that's what I'm going to push for Father's Day for myself. But as far as gifting, I really don't desire anything.
Also, they don't get any silly things like grumpy old man or, you know, something like that.
No, from the time that my girls were little, though, I would get a shirt with their handprints on it, you know, for like with their names underneath it from the time they were little. But they haven't done that in a couple of years. But usually, you know, it's just we'll get a steak, you know, and grill out and then just spend some time with them, you know.
Well, that's good. Now, you know, when we think about being a Catholic father, what does your faith bring to fatherhood that might be missing in other fathers?
I'll tell you that being a father has been the biggest challenge, the biggest blessing of my life. It's something that really shook me onto the right path, because you know you have somebody else to take care of, somebody else who requires your care, your nurturing, and I think a lot of men in general. This is a generalized statement, which I'm sure I'll get some hate mail for, but that's okay. I think a lot of men don't nurture as much as they should. When it comes to being, you know, a father, I think they leave that to the wives or to the women. And I think that that's a big mistake because, you know, if we look at Psalm 23, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. I mean, that sets up my style of fatherhood right there. I'm going to make sure my kids are resting in the word of God. I'm going to make sure that, you know, that they put God first. I'm going to make sure that I protect them. I'm going to provide, you know, everything that I can for them. So you got protection, provision, and promise. And that's what we're supposed to be as fathers. We're protectors, we're providers, and we promise, you know, for their future. And our families have to be at the top of our list. You know, they can't be before me. They have to be before me. I'm sorry. Yeah, they have to be before me.
Well, I know when you think about it, and I've heard different people say this, that oftentimes mothers have an advantage that they're biologically connected to the children in the sense that they carry the child in their womb and there is that bond. And fathers have to work harder on that bond. Do you think that's true?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's inherently women are nurturers. So I'm not saying that men have to start acting, you know, like women. What I'm saying is that that we need to work hard to be nurturing to our kids. But that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to take the easy road. You know, being a man means standing up for what's right. teaching your kids how to do the same thing. So, yes, being a nurturing father and a caring father does not mean that we don't discipline, because I'm more the one that disciplines in my house when I have to. And, you know, when my kids were growing up, I was more of the disciplinary person. But it was never wait till your father gets home. It was when your father gets home, he and I will talk about this, and then we're going to decide together what to do. So it wasn't a whole lot of those, but, you know, that happens as a parent.
Well, I can understand that. Now, Alan, you have, is it three daughters?
Yes, sir.
So having three girls and not having a son, how does that affect your fatherhood?
Well, that's a great question. And my girls ask me that all the time. They say, how would you have raised us different? Or I get pointed at and said, and my girls say, you know, you wouldn't do this if we were boys. And I couldn't answer that honestly and truthfully because I don't have a son. But I don't think that I would have raised them any differently. I mean, I think that it would have been exactly the same. And my wife always laughs. She says, you know, God gave you three girls because that's what you needed. And that's the very truth. You know, that's something that I could not understand the perspective of girls when I was growing up, because I'm an only child and I didn't have brothers or sisters. So, like, that's something interesting for me to see the dynamics of having three girls. But I think I would have raised boys exactly the same way.
Well, yeah, it could be. I don't know. A part of me thinks that having girls, that fathers really have to work much more on the nurturing thing, because you're raising young ladies, and to have these children before you, and to think, you know, the moment they're born, it's like all of a sudden, as you said, your life is no longer about you. It's about this new baby, and it's in your family, and it's got to be terrifying and exciting all at the same time.
Well, you know, men don't even like to stop and ask for directions, because we always like to seem like we're in control. You know, and my wife says, we're on a road trip one time, and we're heading towards Seattle, and I was driving, and I was not paying attention, to be honest. And we ended up getting off the main interstate, off of I-5, and just going north on, like, this parallel road. And she said, where are we? And I said, well, we're headed north. I mean, we can't miss Washington, you know. Eventually, we're going to get where we're going. So she was like, why don't you just stop and ask? And so I refused, of course, because my pride at the time was in the way. But that's something that I had to overcome, you know, and something that I have to learn about being a father, especially to girls, is you have to be in uncomfortable situations. They talk about all kinds of things that I had no idea that girls talked about growing up. I mean, this would have been good information for me when I was a single young man to know that women talked about these kinds of things, because that would have given me some insight into, you know, into the way that they work. But having three daughters, I mean, there's, like, nothing's off the table. Like, they talk about everything. And I'm glad that they talk about it in front of me and to me and with me, so that I, you know, I can share in knowledge and learn something from them as well.
Well, and that's very important, Alan. We're speaking here with Alan Migliorato on being a Catholic father as we get ready to remember Father's Day this coming Sunday. You know, Alan, being a father of daughters, you know that one day another man will come and not take your place, but be an addition. And how do you find yourself as a father trying to prepare your daughters to find the right man, or do you just let them go out into the wild and see who they drag in?
Well, I hope that they don't go out into the wild and drag people in. But what I've done is, you know, I've tried to set that a good example of what a man should be, a real man should be, by treating my wife the right way, and, you know, by honoring and loving my wife, just as I do, you know, I respect the church and I respect my wife, you know, the same way. And so I always, you know, tell my girls the best example that I could have ever set for them is not in what I say, but how I treat my wife. And so I do my best, you know. Of course, I make all kinds of mistakes and I learn from them. But, you know, I really have tried my best. My oldest daughter is dating a guy right now, and he's a couple years older than her. But I think that they have a really strong relationship so far, and I'm kind of excited to see where that goes. I don't put that on her shoulders, you know, out of expectations. But between me and you and the listening audience, I'm kind of excited to see where it goes, because he's a godly man. He is interested in becoming Catholic, because he feels as though he told me, he said, you know, since I met Angela, he said, I feel that my faith has a direction, you know. And so that made me feel good, because I've done something right if my daughter is bringing people closer to God.
Well, that, and he's probably also scared that with you being ex-military, if you do anything contrary to that, you have ways of disposing of him that no one would ever trace.
Scared to death, and I'm proud of that, too.
Well, Alan Miliorato, thank you so much for sharing with us today your idea of Catholic fatherhood. And again, if people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership, where can we send them?
That would be AdventureCatholic.com is the best place to find it. Father, real quick, I wanted to challenge the men real quick for Father's Day to recommit themselves to their family and to say that rosary with their family for Father's Day. That's my challenge for all the men that are listening for Father's Day. And if there's women listening, challenge your husbands and have them say that rosary with you for Father's Day.
Well, I'll mention that throughout the rest of the week, and we'll keep focusing on that. We're saying talk to Alan Miliorato about that, all right?
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Happy Father's Day.
You too.